Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. The Sacrament of the Present Moment. The heart of sacramental theology is that our particular and ordinary circumstances are the places where we meet the universal Christ. Walking on the road to Emmaus with a stranger, roasting fish on the beach, or looking like a gardener to Mary Magdalene. God's presence can be seen in the ordinary and the material, and we don't have to wait for supernatural apparitions. The visible and tactile are the primary doorway to the invisible. Jesus' single body with the rest of human species, with the individual elements symbolized by bread and wine, and the entire Christ of cosmic history and nature itself. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of humanity. The divine presence is here, in us, and in all of creation. Begin with a concrete moment of encounter based in this physical world, and the soul universalizes from there. It always starts with the scandal of the particular. It is there that we must surrender. The purest form of spirituality is to find God in what is right in front of you, the sacrament of the present moment. When Jesus spoke the words, "This is my body," he was speaking about the whole universe, about everything that is physical, material, and yet also spirit-filled. The bread and the wine together are stand-ins for the very elements of the universe, which also enjoy and communicate the incarnate presence. Recognize the corporate, universal, and physical nature of the Christification of matter. Rightly affirm the real presence of Jesus in these physical elements of the earth. The bread and wine function to communicate a truly inclusive and always shocking presence. The universe is the body of God, both in its essence and in its suffering. The Eucharist is an encounter of the heart where we recognize presence through our own offered presence. Jesus didn't say, "Think about this," or "Stare at this," or even "Worship this." He said, "Eat this." We must move our knowing to the bodily, cellular, participative, and thus unitive level. We must keep eating and drinking the mystery until one day it dawns on us in an undefended moment, "My God, I really am what I eat. I also am the body of Christ." The real presence is in the bread and the wine. If we sacrifice reality in the basic and universal elements, we end up sacrificing the same reality in ourselves. We have dignity and power flowing through us in our bare and naked existence, and everybody else does too. Rest in this knowing. An energy within you. The Eucharist tells us that we are an ingested God having a human experience. There is a real transfer of human and spiritual identity from Christ to creation, to the elements of bread and wine, and through them to human beings. Eucharist is the incarnation of Christ taken to its final shape and end, the very elements of the earth itself. It is indeed one sacred universe, all things turning around one thing, the divine. We only try to eat the word bread or the notion of bread. We are still eating notions and ideas. If you come back to the present moment, fully alive, you will realize this is real bread. This piece of bread is the body of the whole cosmos. Christ is the body of God. The bread he offers is also the body of the cosmos. Look deeply and you notice the sunshine in the bread, the blue sky in the bread, the cloud and the great earth in the bread. The whole cosmos has come together in order to bring to you this piece of bread. You eat it in such a way that you become alive, truly alive. Eat it in such a way that the Holy Spirit becomes an energy within you, and then the piece of bread that Jesus gives to you will stop being an idea. God does not meet us outside of life in an esoteric manner. Rather, God works through life, through people, and through physical, tangible, and material reality to communicate God's healing presence in our lives. Sacrament is a way of encountering the mystery. The purpose of the sacraments, to help us see, to point to the bread and wine, the orchids and the food pantries, the post-funeral potlucks, and the post-communion dance parties, and say, "Pay attention, this stuff matters. These things are holy. Enter one another's joy, one another's family, one another's messes, one another's suppers." The word sacrament is derived from a Latin phrase which means to make holy. When hit with the glint of love's light, even ordinary things become holy. And when received with open hands in the spirit of Eucharistio, the signs and wonders never cease. We have the choice every day to join in the reverie to imbibe the sweet wine of undeserved grace. The Church administers the sacraments by feeding, healing, forgiving, comforting, and welcoming home the people God loves. God is in the business of transforming ordinary things into holy things, scraps of food into feast, and empty purification vessels into fountains of fine wine. God knows His way around the world, so there's no need to fear. There's always and ever enough. Just taste and see. Rest in this knowing. Upwelling and expansive love. Celebrate the sacramental nature of all life and all beings. A sacrament is something that is an outward, visible sign of an inward, invisible grace. The sense of sacramentality rooted in the Incarnation extends our vision out to the world so that everything can be a sacrament. An opportunity to encounter something of the divine presence in the world. Sacramentality is a quality present in creation that opens us up to the sacred presence in all things. Sacraments reveal grace. The more we cultivate intimacy with the natural world, the more we discover about God's presence. It is a spontaneous reminder of God's creative, upwelling, and expansive love, calling us to love beyond boundaries. Every creature and every created thing can be a window of revelation into the divine nature and is an invitation to fall more and more in love with the world. Sacramental vision means we grow in our love of God's ways in the world, and we grow in our sense of kinship with creation. Notice how your senses come alive when you walk out in the world aware of its sacramental nature. What do your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and skin each reveal to you about how God is alive in the world around you? Just as the Spirit is the air that the whole world breathes, so too the earth is the ground which we all share. Were God not present in the density of a city, or in the beauty of a forest, or in the sand of a desert, then God would not be present in heaven either. Understand our environment as sacrament of the Spirit. The breath of the Spirit brings out the sacramentality of nature and bestows on it the fragrance of resurrection. Everything is in some way sacramental. All depends on the receptiveness and openness of our hearts. Nothing is secular or profane. Nothing is pagan or foreign. God is tangibly accessible in the very earthliness of this world, and God is the loving, transcendent author of the universe. Discover Christ in the least of your brethren and in the least particle of matter. Lift up the stone and there shalt find me. Cleave the wood and I am there. It is precisely in this shattered world that we are called to discern the caring nature of the Creator and discover the sacramental nature of creation. aim to induce personal and societal transformation in making choices that respect creation as sacrament. Such transformation is only possible through divine grace, the energy of the Holy Spirit, the creative and motivating force for everyone and everything. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.